This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Over an estimated 1,000 skiers and riders celebrated Pete Vandekar and his contributions to the Steamboat Springs community with a run at Steamboat Resort, followed by a toast to Pete at Steamboat Square Wednesday night. Eugene Buchanan made that toast.
And then first, let's all raise our glasses to Pete and toast him and Jesse and everybody else we've lost. Keep their spirits going and all of ours. So here we go, guys. Count to three. Let's go. Best day ever and raise them high. Ready? One, two, three, guys. Best day ever!
Pete owned Backdoor Sports and died in a skiing accident on the mountain in February. Yampa Valley Sustainability Council is celebrating Earth Fest today from 1 to 3 in Albright Auditorium at Colorado Mountain College. There will be interactive fun tables and activities, light refreshments. It's free, but there's a link to sign up for a ticket on the community calendar on our website. Local governments and community partners in the Yampa Valley are considering forming a regional transportation authority. This is for Routt and Moffat counties, meeting at 6 tonight in the Town of Hayden Council Chambers. Also on the Hayden Town Council agenda, proclamations for Child Abuse Prevention Month and the Month of the Young Child in Hayden, the Month of Autism Acceptance, and recognizing April 25th as Arbor Day. The Town of Hayden is working with Routt County Humane Society to launch the Wild Whiskers Trap Neuter Return Program. It's to help control the feral and stray cat population in Hayden. The Humane Society will help with the trapping and surgeries and vaccinations and management of the cats. The winner of the National Civics Bee in the Yampa Valley is Emma Swanson, a sixth grader at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Her presentation to the three judges Wednesday night was about bullying.
This is very important to me because it affects the kids as well as the adults, because if the adults get affected, then they have to quit their job and they might not have enough money to sustain life, and that can be really hard on the kids to have to worry about money at such a young age.
Emma wins $500 and will compete in Denver May 30th in hopes of competing in Washington, D.C. in the fall. Second place, Ellery Dale. Third place was Violet Bach, also from Steamboat Springs Middle School. The event was hosted by the Craig Chamber of Commerce at the Stars Ranch. The first sighting of a sandhill crane flying back to the Yampa Valley was from Jason Miller this year. He wins the grand prize after spotting a solitary sandhill crane flying over the Way Out West Trail in Steamboat Springs at 5:37 in the morning on March 5th. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.